Let's check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes to review some of the travel news headlines from last week and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you? We're in the middle of a long weekend, or actually it's the tail end of a long weekend.
Yeah. So, and if you travel to the U.S., you get an extra long weekend. You had Canada Day on Friday, and we've got Independence Day tomorrow. So,
yes.
Yeah. So, depending on where you're going, as long as you're not flying, because, oh, my. Let's start with some of the travel news headlines that have to do with a lot with flying. Let's start with Air Canada cutting back on some of their flights this summer.
Right. So Air Canada is set to substantially lower its overall flight offerings this summer to address customer service shortfalls on their domestic and transborder routes. There doesn't seem to be any reductions planned for their international flight offerings, but when you consider that they're looking at over 9,000 flights to be canceled for the next 2 months, it's pretty impactful for travelers that are looking to go visit friends and family and just go where they haven't been able to go for the last 2 or 3 years.
I do sympathize a little bit because, the next story that we're going to talk about is all the delays and cancellations. So I think they're just looking ahead and saying we might have to cancel these flights anyway.
Well, things are not business as usual in our industry globally and domestically. So what you're saying is correct. We do have to adjust. The transport minister says that... while the federal government anticipated the return to travel, few predicted the surge happening now. But he says that 91% of passengers currently waiting in security lines are being processed within 15 minutes or less, which he called a significant improvement from 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the government needs to now work with the airlines and airports with dealing with flight delays and luggage handling issues.
Maybe, perhaps they just bit off more than they could chew. They thought they could get all these flights going and get business back up as fast as possible, and the system just collapsed.
Yes, absolutely. And it is a ripple effect from people at the airport, people at the airline, security, retail offerings at the airport. They just don't have enough staff, and it is going to impact the traveler's customer experience.
Let's talk about all the rules that have been extended and the border measures.
Right. So the Canadian government is extending current border measures for travelers entering Canada until at least September 30th, 2022. The decision was made to reduce the risk of the importation and transmission of COVID-19 and new variants in Canada related to international travel. At the same time, the pause of mandatory random testing will continue at all airports until mid-July for travelers who qualify as fully vaccinated. Mandatory random testing continues at land border points of entry with no changes. And travelers who are not fully vaccinated must continue to test on day 1 and day 8 of their 14-day quarantine as per officials.
And this kind of goes against the advice from the Travel Roundtable group that are giving recommendations to the federal government, doesn't it? They want all random testing ended and remove all of the restrictions regardless of vaccine status.
Yes, that is correct. And I think that's echoed not just in Canada, but worldwide. And we just want to make it seamless for travelers to come and go, recognizing that we still have to be health and safety conscious, but it's going to be a lot better for the movement through airports if we could get rid of that random testing and other measures.
I agree. I think it's time just to get rid of them all together, but that's just my opinion. Let's talk about your travel tip of the week now.
Right. Well, consider, when you're at destination to visit the local tourism office. They know everything that's going on in the town, city, or region that you're visiting. They can point out free activities, special events happening during your stay, and maybe even offer discounts on attractions and transportation. It's their job to help you experience the destination better. So use the tourism board. You can save time and money.
Yeah, I've done that. Have you done that in especially the smaller towns, like the smaller locations?
Yeah, the one experience that you know, pops into my mind is when we went to Nova Scotia. Every day or so, we were going to look at a different place to stay. We went into the tourism office and they, you know, told us the different accommodation and different types of accommodation that were available. They even booked it for us, really, at the end of the day.
Nice. Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanda Forbes. And OnandaForbes.com is her website. Always fun to chat, Onanda.
Take care.